Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Hey, we were born free. We're of Abraham. But Jesus let them know is that they are in the bondage of sin. Sin. So sin has to be dealt with. This is why God so loved the world, what? That he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believed him should not perish but have everlasting life. Why did God do that? He loved us to give us his only Son to pay the penalty for sin. You know, a lot of times people say, I'm saved, I'm saved. What are you saved from? What are you saved from? You are saved from the wrath of God. You are saved from the judgment of God. Jesus Christ came and delivered all of that. Because the Bible tells us that when Jesus Christ was on the cross, if you miss this picture, you miss it all. When Jesus Christ was on the cross, the Bible says God laid all his wrath upon his Son. He took it all. We can't even conceive what that means. Our little minds can't handle it. But we know that he cut off the lights. He said, I'm doing this to my boy. You just can't see it. I'm just going to cut it off. And the wrath of God was poured upon him. That's what we were saved from. Because if you ever fall into the hands of an angry God, you will lose. You will lose. You will lose. So Jesus Christ took all of the pain, all of the punishment, all of the judgment that was due us because we've sinned. The Bible said, and this is what Jesus was telling them right here in verse, let's read what he says here. Whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. He said, if you commit one sin, this is what they felt. There was over 613 laws that the Jews had to, you know, who can remember that many? You can't. But he told them, if you are guilty of one, you're guilty of all. So they here's what they did. So they determined, I love the book of Romans, and me and my family right now are doing a study of the book of Romans. And I'm telling you, when we're going through Bible study, like, this guy's crazy. I'm like, this is so good, and I take time to explain. But what the book of Romans is talking about, it's talking about how we are slaves to sin. The Bible tells us in our flesh there is no good thing. We have to understand that Jesus Christ, God has already given up on the flesh. We're going to get a new body. Anybody happy about that? We're going to get a new body. Thank God. Brother Strickland was talking about it earlier. Boy, that new body is going to be pretty tough. Jesus just pop in places. The doors be closed. He just pop in there. You know, we know he ain't going to have no sickness, no pain. And like I say, we're going to live forever. That's your eternal body. Man, I tell you, that's going to be an awesome body. So he already said, hey, this flesh is given up. Now, the law was given to us as our schoolmasters. The law showed us that we had to look forward to Jesus Christ. The flesh, the law and is good and holy. You know, people say, hey, we're not under law. But yeah, the law was given. The law is good. The law is holy. The law pointed us to Christ. The law showed us that we could not keep it. It was our teacher, it was our schoolmaster. So the law pointed us to Christ. And it says that if we are guilty of one of those, we're guilty of all. So we're in a bad predicament. But God gave us his Son who fulfilled the law. He didn't, you know, a lot of people say, hey, Jesus, see, this is what people thought Jesus Christ was preaching bad, because he was saying, hey, you know, we got, you know, it's grace, it's not the law. They thought he was getting rid of the law. He said, no, I came to fulfill it. The law is good. I'm telling you, I'm fulfilling the law. Matter of fact, he told him, you know, that kingdom.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.